Om Shanti. 28th October 2018, Saturday. Today's blessing is, may you be an elevated soul who constantly flies in the flying stage with the wings of zeal and enthusiasm. Along with knowledge and yoga, let there be new zeal and enthusiasm at every moment of every day, in your every act. This is the basis of the flying stage. No matter what the task may be, whether it is of cleaning, washing dishes, or any other ordinary work, let there be natural and constant zeal and enthusiasm in that too. An elevated soul will constantly continue to fly in the flying stage with wings of zeal and enthusiasm. Such a soul would never become confused or tired over trivial matters and come to a halt. So Baba is saying, along with knowledge and along with yoga, what you need is zeal and enthusiasm. Without zeal and enthusiasm, life becomes dull and drab. Even though one might be churning knowledge, has a lot of knowledge, and doing meditation regularly, but sometimes it can happen that zeal and enthusiasm is lost. So Baba is saying, keep zeal and enthusiasm always. And even if the tasks are ordinary, like washing dishes or doing any menial or trivial task, keep the energy level up with your zeal and enthusiasm. So we find that in this Brahmin life, there are many souls who have lost zeal and enthusiasm. The first thing is, try to find out why I have lost zeal and enthusiasm. One of the reasons could be the repetition. For example, there is one beautiful song and you heard it for the first time and you are moved. It touched your heart. And there must be one or other song like that in every Brahmin's life. But you heard that song here at this point of time and you are moved to tears and you keep on humming and you keep on unknowingly chanting or unknowingly singing it, and every time in between when it plays you are moved. Now just imagine if one hears that song every day for 1 year. Okay. Every day, he will say, don't you have any other record? Some good songs. That is the same song that had instilled God's love in his heart. And he was totally swept off the ground at one point of time. But now, it has become an absolute boredom. So anything which is repeated for a long time becomes boring. So if we feel we have lost zeal and enthusiasm of our life, try to find out reason. What is the reason of losing zeal and enthusiasm? Is it repetition or is it the same old thing? What? Try to find out. There must be some reason why we have lost the enthusiasm. The second thing is goals of life. We have been told this again and again, but yet it is more important to think of the ultimate goal of life, the targets, what I have to achieve, the aim. One is goal, other is targets. So what is another is aim. What I have to achieve in this 1 week? What I have to do today? What I should do to make this day of mine the most enthusiastic day of my life? Definitely there is something I am doing which I should not do, and there is something I am should do and I am not doing. So try to find out the ultimate goal of life and what efforts should be there to achieve that goal. Am I fully equipped, prepared myself mentally? Am I armed for it? So revise the goals of life. The third thing is get organized. If you want enthusiasm, there should be some amount of systematic efforts, methods, or daily routine. So unless and until we are organized, we cannot have zeal and enthusiasm. When we are scattered, there is no protocol. So one of the important things they say is get organized to have zeal and enthusiasm. Other thing is, in order to become enthusiastic, act enthusiastically. Show that you are enthusiastic. Make a pretext, make a show of enthusiasm. Show that you are very enthusiastic. So when you show that you are showing that you are enthusiastic, automatically onto enthusiasm will come. Even though you feel it is boring and it is the same task, but show that you enjoy it like anything. So that bubbling enjoyment, enthusiasm will come back. That force of animation, that liveliness will return back. So act enthusiastically. Yes, make a show. Make a show of enthusiasm. Show that you are very enthusiastic. At heart you are not interested at all. You are given some task, some job, and you don't want to do it. But show that you are doing it with all your heart, with all your soul. Show that you love it like anything. Show that you are fully involved in it. So fake it. So probably because it's difficult for others to know whether it is pseudo-enthusiasm or true enthusiasm. So let them get deceived that ours is true enthusiasm, whereas this is just a show off. But even that will work, because enthusiasm is contagious. It travels from one person to another. So it goes like that, travels through air. So act enthusiastically. Then if you feel the enthusiasm is lost, make a list of the things that make you happy, that made you happy in the past. There is an English anchor, Oprah Winfrey. In her shows, she talks about aha moments. These are known as aha moments of life. You are extremely happy. They are known as aha moments of life. So try to recall those aha moments of life. The other day the brother was sharing that when everybody was meeting Avyakta Bab Dada, and Baba was giving toli to every soul in their hands, and when he came, Baba gave him in his mouth. So that was the aha moment. There's yet another brother in Pandav Bhavan who once shared a very good experience with Avyakta Bab Dada. Baba was giving apples here in Om Shanti Bhavan, and he was giving one apple to everyone, Bab Dada. And when this brother's turn came, so Bab Dada gave him one apple, so he took. Then Bab Dada gave him second apple, he took. Then Bab Dada gave him third apple. Then he made like this. He clubbed his hand. Then Bab Dada gave him fourth apple. Then he made his this kurta like this. And Babdada kept inputting. Actually, I think the person who was there looking after the apples had gone somewhere. So Babdada kept on giving. So he made it like this. He made an apron in front of him and Babdada was pouring one apple after another. And he was just seeing. So this is a fortune also. Also, I remember once in Shantivan, during Babdada's Milan, everybody was taking drishti from Baba and taking apple and going ahead. So one small boy was there with some mother, and he came and the mother took, and the boy was about to take, but somebody signaled and asked him to go ahead, not to take. And Baba saw that, and when he was at the other end of the step to go down, Baba called that boy again and he gave him that apple. So that is known as aha moments of life. So remember those aha moments of life. Make a list of those happy, flamboyant moments of life that made you jolly, that made you happy, that made you jump with joy, with bliss, with happiness. Then make a list of things for which you express gratitude, rather than to be an ingrate spirit. Be a person who is full of gratitude, thankfulness for each and everything, for the friends, for your wife, for your husband, for your children, for your mother, for your brother, for your sister, for your children, for your grandchildren, for your friends and for your family members and for all the society members and for everything that is in nature and for all the good things that happened in life. This is known as gratitude journal. They make a journal, a diary, which is known as gratitude diary or journal. Every day write down, I thank you for everything. I thank the Lord for this thing. This is how they write. I thank the Lord for all the good things that happened to me today. I thank you, O Lord, for all the bad things happened, for they taught me all of these things. So thank for the five elements of nature. Thanks to everyone. Thanks to teachers. Thanks to Guru. Thanks to well-wishers. And thanks to Madhuvan Nivasis. And thanks to the Brahmin family, and thanks to all the Brahmins, and thanks to Dadis, and thanks to all the senior brothers, and thanks to all those yogis who are sustaining the Brahmin family with their powerful yoga vibrations, and thank to all those good churners with their churning of knowledge. They are making the knowledge simplified. So thank everyone, whosoever you see. Thank all those mothers who with all their love prepare Brahma Bhojan. Thank all the sisters who are stationed at centers and who run the center. Thanks to the brother who records and that goes around the world. Thanks to the library and thanks to the security people and thanks to everyone. So thanks to entire Yajna, each and every soul, and thanks to the unlettered mothers who with their divine experiences who spread the wave of God's love across the world, and thanks to all the transport people, and thanks to everyone, each and every soul of this planet Earth. Thanks to those farmers who with the sweat of their brow, those who create such good food. So the sixth is to create a list of gratitude. Then next is, resign as a general manager of this universe. Resign as the general manager of this universe. You don't have to worry about each and everyone. The one who is sitting there, he is the takedar. He is the contractor. He will decide. He will worry. You don't have to think why this is this, why this is that, why that is happening like that, why that is, why he is not doing Purushartha, why he is not getting up at Amrit Vela, why he is sleeping there, why his mobile is ringing, why he creates so much noise, and why he is always doing gossiping. So So you are not the contractor of this this huge building which is getting constructed. So resign as a general manager of this universe. So try to give up. Let him take over. Then get connected to nature. Go close to nature. The enthusiasm which is lost will come back. The zeal which used to run down your spine once upon a time will come back. It is lost in the chaos of this world. It is lost in the trials and tribulations of life. It's lost in the hustle and bustle of this world. So seek solitude. Go in silence and seek nature. The mother nature will reinfuse enthusiasm. The reinvention of life, the re-engineering of the soul, the reformation of the soul, the re-transformation of the soul will take place in those still moments of nature, in those sibilance. You know sibilance? What is sibilance? In night you hear the voice, shh, some music made by some insects. That is known as sibilance. Sibilance of night. So in that sibilance of nature, those moments of calmness, stillness, in those tranquil atmosphere, in that placid atmosphere, you will rediscover your spirit, your soul. So go back to nature. So going to nature is the way to have zeal and enthusiasm. Then next, start churning knowledge. Rather than just writing and rather just than listening, it's more important to churn. Take one point of knowledge, go into the depth of it, see it from 100 different angles. Try to explore it, try to know the meaning of it, try to know the deeper meaning of it, try to know the word meaning of it, try to know the connotation of it. Gudarth and Bhavarth, try to know each and every aspect of it. So when you churn anything, any point of knowledge, so it returns, all your enthusiasm returns back. It's because the churning has stopped that the mind has become dull and drab. Mind has become numbed and mind has come to a standstill and thoughts have become so ordinary. If you want the thoughts to elevate and if you want the thoughts to rise above, if you want to thoughts to come to an elevated platform, begin this process of churning knowledge. New churnings. So the ninth thing is churning knowledge. The next is creativity. Newness. Newness in yoga, newness in knowledge, newness in service. So try to bring newness in everything. Newness in thinking, newness in feelings, newness in emotions, newness in relationships, newness in churning, newness everywhere, creativity everywhere. Try to reorganize the daily routine. If you are doing this in this particular manner, try to do it in that particular manner. If, for example, you are hearing this this blessing here and this set of churning, now after going from here, try to think the same topic from some other point of view. Because this is just one point where the speaker is speaking, probably from his limited understanding of knowledge, speaker is speaking, but there are 100 other dimensions to it. So try to understand each and every point of knowledge from 100 different directions. For example, if there is a lake out here, Naki Lake, and 10 people go, and one is doctor, and he will think, if one drinks this water, what diseases one can contract? If an engineer goes, he will think in some different manner. If an architecture goes, he will think in some other way, he'll try to understand the depth. If some beautician goes, he will try to think how to make this beautiful. If an environmentalist goes, he will try to find out what are the things that are polluting. If a gardener goes, he will try to think how to make this garden more beautiful. So each and every person is going. The lake is same, but there are 100 views, different views. So try to churn knowledge from different point of views. So try to do service in different ways. What are the different ways? What is the creativity? For example, there is one program which we do, and we have been doing it in a similar manner. But to think that let us do it in a different manner is definitely to take a risk. But the result would be growth. The result would be growth. For example, if you go for a walk around to one place every day and it is your routine, try not to go there and try to choose some new place. Your mind will say, no, this is more comfortable to me, for me. But juggle, try to tell your mind that let me try this. So trying new things. Mind resists. Mind says, I am comfortable. Mind likes to stay in within that comfort zone. It doesn't like to cross the orbit. Cross the orbit and try to do something new. Take some new topic and churn it. Mind will say, why should I do this? But see, the result would be growth. Though there is discomfort, you're moving out of your convenient zone, but the result would be growth. So, creativity, bringing creativity. So these are some of the things for bringing. The list is endless. You can go on and on and on and on. But even if one does this much, the enthusiasm will return back. Yeah, that's, I forgot. That's a very important thing. As I said, keep the company, avoid toxic people. That's the word they use. Avoid eschew toxic relationships. Keep away from. There's one word, naysayers. N-A-Y, naysayers. Naysayers are those people who always say no, 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 no. Who are filled with pessimism, who are filled with negativity for everything. So keep away from naysayers. Run away from naysayers. Run away from pessimistic personalities. Get rid of toxic relationships. Get rid of toxic people. And seek the company of enthusiastic people. And seek the company of highly animated people. And seek the company of people who are jubilant. Who are bubbling with enjoy. With push, this enthusiasm of life. Who are full of positivity. And who have some plan. And who think of positive aspects of each and everything. So when you seek the company of enthusiastic people, automatically enthusiasm is ushered into the soul. That which was lost and the soul has become drab, dried, parched up land. The rain of enthusiasm will come from those clouds. So seek the company of enthusiastic people and avoid naysayers, avoid toxic people, avoid negative people. So we'll revise again, if you can remember. Gathering, that same, enthusiastic people gathering, seek the gathering of enthusiastic people, go to the assembly of such angels who are bubbling with enthusiasm. So, what are the ways to become enthusiasm? Let's revise. First, find the reason why you are not enthusiastic. What is the reason why the enthusiasm is lost? Am I repeating the same thing again and again? Why this boredom has come into life? Try to seek the reason and seek it sincerely. In all earnest, try to find out why. The second thing, goals. What is the goal of my life? What is the goal of, what is the today's target? what is that 1 hour in my routine where I become depressed, despondent? What is that 10 minutes of my routine where I enter into the stage of despondency, where I become absolutely hopeless, where a stage of despair comes and I cannot rise above, an utter darkness encircles me? Where is that period? What is the reason? So, goals, revise the goal, revisit the goal of lives. What I have to do? How can I make this 24 hours the most memorable days of my hours, periods of my life? So that this become the memorable moments of my life. The third is, get organized. Life is scattered. Get organized. Seek the ways and means to get organized. How to get organized, when to get organized, find out yourself and you will come to some conclusion. Next, act enthusiastically. Show that you are enthusiastic. Make a pseudo exhibition. Make a show of that you are extremely enthusiastic, and the enthusiasm will come back, which has departed. Next, aha moments. Make a list of aha moments of life. Then make a list of all the people for which you have to give thanksgiving. So make a list of that. Then, churning knowledge is here somewhere. Okay. Then, resign as a manager of, general manager of this universe. Resign as a general manager of this universe. Things will take care of themselves. You don't have to worry about each and everything. This general manager is sitting up there. Don't try to take his position. Unless and until he goes on leaves and you are appointed as an acting general manager of the universe. For some time, unless and until he comes back, unless and until he gives you that task, don't become self-styled general manager of the universe and try to think and worry about each and everything and try to take up all the onus upon yourself, that why he is sleeping, why his mobile is ringing, and why he is not doing Purusharth, and why everybody is not like me, and why I am so good and others are not good. I am so nice and others are not nice. What is the reason and what I can do for them, and I keep on telling them and yet they don't listen. What should I do about them? So that's none of your business. Baba says, I am thekedar. I am the contractor. It's none of your job, business or affair. I'll take care of it. Then close to nature, go to nature. Disconnect to reconnect. You have to disconnect. One more thing can be added is about the digital detoxification. That's most important, to have enthusiasm, because sometimes complete occupancy with digital world takes away the zeal and enthusiasm. One is trapped. This becomes like a jail, a cage, where one is inside and one doesn't want to come down. And the each and every bar of this cage are made up of golden bars, so one doesn't like to come out. But the moment you come out, you will start flying. So that is one more. Then go to nature, because of going away from nature, it's so difficult. If you go to the metro cities, hardly anybody sees sun, because when they hardly anybody sees sunrise and sunset, because when they get up, already the sun is above. When they sleep, it's already night, so they have no time to look at nature. So they are far away from nature, so become nature lover. Then churn the ocean of knowledge. Then bring creativity. Then toxic people, or keep the company of enthusiastic people, and digital detox. Try. This is very useful for churning, for understanding, for seeking knowledge. But there are ungoogleable things on this planet Earth. They are known as ungoogleable things. You have to go and seek them. Then you understand them. Google cannot tell you everything. There are ungoogleable things, inaccessible, ungoogleable things. So you have to go away from that to seek nature. So when you do all of these things, somewhere the enthusiasm, the zeal, the zest, the energy, the verb, the animation, the vivacity which was lost will come back to you. So this is how to pump. There is no machine like petrol pump which puts here and enthusiasm is filled. But all of these things acts as an that pump that will pump enthusiasm back into the spirit. Om Shanti.